Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Acts, and we're in chapter 8. I trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. We are to be the miracle. God gives us a new direction and a new directive for life. It's not about get all you can and can all you get. It's not about living for self and getting the next pleasure, getting the next possession. It's not about getting the next job. And all of those things are fine in their own place. But there is a place God would have us to have the joys of this life. He's given us an amazing world, don't you think? These past few days, they've been perfect days. We revel in His creation. The sun was beautiful this past week in the early morning hours. The moon was the blood moon, this big long blood moon this past week. We're just sitting back saying, God is in control. And those of us who know Him, look at His handiwork, and we just let it take our breath away and say, man, what on the other side are we going to see? And the Bible does tell us that eye has not seen nor ear heard. We know they're there. We haven't seen them yet, though. Because the Spirit's revealed that to us. The Bible says He was doing miracles in verse 6, meaning signs. He was setting up some signs. What were some of the signs? Verse 7 says He was casting out spirits. Do you think there's people who are demonized today? I think there are. I believe there's a lot more of it than we like to think. People are being given drugs. You know, I told you about my father at the end of his tour because he was a lost man and he was antagonistic toward us as the years went by. I mean, all my life, I've done nothing but love on him. When he came, we dropped everything and we would love on him. And he made emotions toward the Lord at the very end. But what I was troubled by was back when I heard he had cancer about a year or so ago, which he thought he had beaten back with all of the therapies, he was put on some medications that made him not be sensitized to anything around him. It was trying to make him cope with the problems he was dealing with regard to the pain and the possibilities of death. But in those last few days, like week or two, they had taken away everything and he was aware when he hadn't been aware for a long time. And when we would try to witness to him a year ago, he just couldn't hear us. He would just kind of go blank and look away. Because the devil wants all of us to go quietly into the night. But God wants us to have our full faculties, and He wants us to hear the gospel. And if we can do that, we will be well served. Because when we have these difficulties, sometimes they create a handle for the spirits. And there were many people who had unclean spirits in verse 7. And they came out when they heard the gospel through Philip's preaching. It says many with palsies, that's a weakness, and lame. Those were people who limped. They were healed. And the Bible says in verse 9, though, but there was a certain man. Now, you may remember this guy. His name is Simon, not to be confused with Simon Peter. This guy is a different kind of guy. This guy, the Bible says, before time in that same city, used sorcery. The Greek word for sorcery here is a word that really is maguo. We get the word magic from it. So this is not the sorceries of the book of Revelation, which is the word pharmakia. That's where they would use potions to get people to be deceived. The Bible says all sorcerers are going to be outside of heaven. People who are drug users and drug dealers are going to be out there. That's pharmakia. We get the Greek word pharmacy. It's potions in those days. But what this word is this is magic. He used magic. And he bewitched people. And you say, well, is there such thing as real magic? Well, yeah, there is such thing as real magic. In fact, we know that there's real magic because God denounces the soothsayers and familiar spirits and people who are dealing with things like that. And He says, when people are looking to that, should not a people look to their God? I mean, this is the world we're living in. You have TV shows that glorify it. You have people who really are an oddity in the grand scheme of things. And you wonder, are they really doing stuff that is supernatural sometimes? But I can tell you this, that there will be those who do show up doing supernatural things. We know the false prophet is going to be able to call fire down from heaven. Do you remember that? That's pretty remarkable. That's what's going to happen in the book of Revelation. He's called fire down from heaven. You may remember that in 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Bible says men shall be proud boasters and blasphemers and so forth in the last days. And it says they will be even as Jannes and Jambres. You know who they are? They are at least two of the magicians and sorcerers within the court of Pharaoh. When Moses cast his rod down and it turned into a serpent, they cast theirs down and they turned into a serpent. Is there magic? You bet there is. Now, the funny thing about that whole scenario with Moses is God said, do this, but he didn't tell Moses they were going to be able to do it too. So it's like, what? Wait a minute. I thought I was the only guy in the room who's going to be able to do this. I laugh every time I think about it. I'm like, well, I'm ready to go. I got my rod, you know, I got my leprous looking hand, you know. And he threw it down and they threw theirs down too. But God said, wait just a second. And his rod ate their rods. He said, stretch forth your hand. And he took that serpent back up and it became a rod again. My point is, there is real magic. This man had it and he did it. And people dabble in this nonsense. There is an allure to the darkness because there is wickedness and the devil can do miracles. Just as the false prophet calls fire down from heaven in the book of Revelation, he could have done it in the Mount Carmel experience, but God would not let him. But the tribulation is God pulling out his spirit out of the way and saying, okay, I'm taking my spirit out of the way. Let the devil do his worst. And he does. He does. He forces everyone to take a mark and can't buy or sell. He beheads people. He's going to really do some bad things. But one of the worst things he's going to do is he's going to open the abyss where demons that are the worst of the worst are going to be unleashed on the world. And we've studied that at length. Because the devil hates people. And this man was a sorcerer, verse 9. And he went around giving out himself, verse 9, as if he was a great one. This sounds to me like many people on TV today. That are preachers on TV that make themselves out to be great ones. And they talk about healings and all kinds of things like that. This is scary if you put that over this. You say, well, wait a minute. Somebody's running around saying, I'm a great one, or I have the power of God, or I have the anointing, and I'm going to do this stuff. Because that was this guy. He said, I'm that guy. I'm the guy who can do a whole lot of really cool stuff. And the Bible says that everyone, verse 10, gave heed, saying, this man is the great power of God, verse 10. And it says that he bewitched them with sorceries, magic, in verse 11. Real magic, he bewitched them with real magic. That's scary, because why is God telling us this? He's telling us this because it exists. And if you were to study in your scriptures, you would find out in Deuteronomy 13 that God is going to send people false teachers in the last days. Let me read a little bit for you. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 13, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass. It really happens. He says, wherever he spake of thee. And he says, saying, let us now go after other gods, which thou hast not known. Let us serve them. He says, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God tests you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. God will send false prophets into the world, false teachers, to try to get you off the beaten path. I know I ran into them when I first got right with the Lord. There were times when I would run into false teachers. And I would give them the time of day. The Bible says, do not despise prophesying. Don't despise preaching. Listen to it. But you need to listen to it with an eye to the heavens and an eye to the scriptures and saying, is this that? Is this that? Is this that? And that is something many people do not exercise themselves in. And so they get carried away. Back to chapter 8, the Bible says in he bewitched them with the sorceries. Verse 12 says that Philip was then preaching concerning the kingdom of God. Notice that. It's not just about Jesus. It says the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. Do you realize that you and I are looking forward to a literal kingdom? Do you realize that you and I are looking forward to a literal kingdom wherein we will rule and reign? Where we will be honored as the bride of Christ. We will be kings and priests unto our God. Do you realize that's physical, literal, and it's on the agenda? He was preaching that. And the people in Samaria received it with one accord. As we saw earlier, as he came and preached to them in verse 6. And he preached to them concerning the kingdom of God. And I'm afraid today that we are so infatuated with our modern day that we've allowed ourselves to let go of our grasp of the kingdom of God. This is what happened when the church married the state under Constantine. Suddenly they had a goblet in one hand. They had a very nice, comfortable chair where they were sitting on a cushion and they had people waiting on them and they were honored as elders and they were put in councils and making decisions. And it wasn't long after that that they stopped looking up for Jesus to return. Well, the Bible says that he preached the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. They were baptized, both men and women. And there's your first indicator of baptism. They were baptized, both men and women. Why? Because they believed. And the Bible says in verse 13, then Simon himself believed also. Now, this is Simon. Simon. I'm going to tell you what comes from him as far as in history. But Simon believed and he was baptized. And he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. Now, the apostles were at Jerusalem. When they heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. Why? Well, because Peter was the key to opening some doors to various sectors. It was very exclusive. Peter was there on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit fell. And here he is being sent to look into this issue that was taking place out in Samaria. And it says, when they came down, in verse 15, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had not fallen upon any of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, but the Holy Spirit hadn't fallen. Why? Because this was a very important, critical crossroads in the church. For the first time, the Samaritans were going to be not just simply allowed to believe in God, but be put on the exact same level as everybody else. Because you see, in Christ there is no bond nor free, there is no male nor female. The foot of the cross is level for everyone. But it had to be sanctioned. It had to be basically overseen in a way that would be legitimate, would be received, and nobody could refute. And so Peter is at this place. And he prays for them. And in verse 17, he laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And Simon, when he saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Now, Simon gets a name in history called Simony for trying to purchase an office. He's trying to get money to become an apostle, have the power of an apostle. Now, this is important. You might underline the words that it came through the laying on of the hands of the apostles, because some people think that they can lay their hands today. You'll have a preacher. He'll say, you come forward. I'll lay my hands on you. You'll get the Holy Spirit. Now, he says here very straightforwardly that the Holy Spirit was given by the laying on of the hands of the apostles. That's what Simon picked out of it. And as a result of that, he tried to pay for that. He says, you don't know what you're saying. In verse 10, he says, give me also this power on whomsoever I lay my hands, that he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. So we have simony, but we also have a cautionary baptism, because Simon was the guy who believed and got baptized, but here he is trying to buy the gift of God. Do you know what the gift of God is ultimately? It's eternal life, right? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. But you know, when you try to give money for the gift of God, what you're doing is you're saying, I'm trying to take the coinage of my work and purchase salvation. And he's trying to get money for the gift. Just like some people try to be good people, try to come to God and say, haven't I done a great deal of good things? And many, the Bible says, they're going to say, Lord, Lord, haven't we done many great things? Chapter 7 of the book of Matthew. And he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. You've never really been on board with me. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.